This week, some of the big names in wine are coming to upstate New York to get their hands dirty. The exchange program known as Harvest House sees wine writers, wine sellers, and sommeliers from some of New York City's best restaurants head to wine country and help with the harvest. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports.
Wine. It's a staple of everything from dinner to weekend shenanigans to church. But it's a big part of the state's economy, too. New York's wine industry generates more than $3.7 billion worth of economic activity for the state each year. But for local wines, a market like the Big Apple is hard to crack into. President of the New York Wine and Grape Foundation, Jim Treesice, says that's why a one-by-one retail approach like the Harvest House Exchange is so important. It builds a personal connection for sellers and hopefully keeps the industry strong.
It's a huge economic driver of the upstate economy. And as I said, it's the fastest growing industry still in the agriculture and tourism sectors.
Treesice says the wine industry touches many parts of the manufacturing and farming sectors. And along with their colleagues in beer and liquor, the industry works hard to promote New York farming products. Governor Cuomo will host the state's first wine and beer summit this month to address the issues the industry faces. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.